Kilayim, Perktes, Mishnah Hay, 9-5. Mochrek Sus, salesman of clothing. We're talking here about a Jewish salesperson. He's peddling some Shana's clothing, and he's selling it to non-Jews. That's not a problem, because there's no problem with a non-Jew wearing Shana's. The Mishnah says, Mochrin Kedarkan. The Jewish salesperson can sell it as he normally does. That is to say, he could even act as a mannequin and try on the suit to show the customer how it fits. You know, the case is a woman comes in, she says, I want to buy that jacket. You look like you're about my husband's size. Can you just try it on so I can see it? So the salesperson could try it on, even though he's Jewish, even though it's Shabbos. Ublavad provided that, shelo yiskavnu b'chama b'neachama. He doesn't have a kavana that if it's sunny or summery outside, he's getting refuge from the sun or heat. Uvagashamim, and if it's rainy and cold outside, uvnegashamim, he's getting, you know, refuge from the cold. He's getting warmed up by his clothing. So as long as he hasn't got kavana to be warmed up or protected by the clothing, then it's not a problem for him to wear it if he's not wearing it for the sake of wearing it. He's wearing it for some other purpose. He's wearing it to, you know, show this woman who he's selling it to, for argument's sake, how it fits. Now, if you've been paying attention, you remember in Mishnah Beis we said that there's no such thing as arai when it comes to shatnas. You can't temporarily put on something as shatnas as, you know, a costume or to sneak past the tax collector and so on and so forth. If you're wearing it, you're wearing it, and it doesn't matter about your kavana. But here it says your kavana makes the difference. So the way the bartender learns it is that this mishnah, that mishnah are actually irreconcilable. There are different shitas, there are different approaches, and as the case with a larger machlokas that permeates the whole of Shas, but especially in Hilchos Shabbos, and there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon with davar sheino miskaven. When you do something, but you don't intend to get the forbidden aspect, that is an outcome, a ramification of what you're doing. So the classic example back in Hilchos Shabbos is dragging a bench to move the bench from point A to point B, and you're dragging the bench over a ground which may get a furrow. And because digging a furrow is prohibited on Shabbos, it's a malach of choresh. Choresh is plowing. You can't plow ground and dig a furrow on Shabbos. So the question is, may one drag the bench if perhaps a furrow will be dug indirectly? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you may not. Davar sheino miskaven is asar. Doesn't matter if you intend or didn't intend to do it. You can't pull the bench because the furrow could happen. And Rabbi Shimon says, provided that it's not a psik resha, provided it's not 100% certain that the furrow will be dug, it's not a problem to drag the bench. And if a furrow was dug, so what? Because it's a davar sheino miskaven. You weren't intending to do any plowing, Harisha. Your intention was simply to move the bench from A to B. Simple as that. So Rabbi Shimon holds there and here as well that a davar sheino miskaven, if you're not intending to do something, so then it's not usher. So here, the way the bartender learns it is that our Mishnah Hay, is like Rabbi Shimon. Since you're not having kavana to do any levisha, any wearing, you're putting it on to model the clothing and you have no intention to get the benefits of the clothing, so therefore it's not a problem to put the shanis on. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, whose opinion is reflected in Mishnah Beis, holds no, your intention doesn't matter. Even a davar sheino miskaven, even if you don't intend to wear or get the benefit of wearing, still it's asur. Now, that's how the bartender learns, and the bartender speaks out that the lach is like Rabbi Shimon, the davar sheino miskaven is mutter, therefore this Mishnah Hay overrides what we had in Mishnah Beis. Okay, that's how Barton learns, and that's that. There are those who don't like the idea of the Mishnah Hay overriding what was said in Mishnah Beis, not just because the Mishnah becomes inconsistent, but there's also no signposting in the Mishnah that there's two different people speaking. Both are Stam Mishnayos. One is, you know, anonymously stated Mishnah and Beis, and here it's anonymously stated in Hay, and there's no mention that there are two people speaking or different opinions being reflected and so on. So others learn that what we're talking about here is that the mochrek sus, the peddler of this clothing, is not wearing the clothing, kedarkan, in his normal way. Rather, he's transporting the clothing in his normal way. Kind of like when you go to the dry cleaner and you have, like, you know, if you have 10 pairs of pants you give the dry cleaner, so you get on these 10 coat hangers, and that's quite heavy, and you can't, you know, carry it in your hands because it's too heavy, and the coat hangers are digging into your hands. So what do? You kind of sling all those pairs of pants over your shoulder and, you know, holding the coat hangers with the trousers, you know, the pants going on your back, you carry it where you have to go. So we're talking about, according to others, not the bartender, but others, that's what's happening here. This peddler of clothing is transporting his clothes. He's not wearing it at all, but it's on his back or on his shoulder. And that being the case, although it's not a problem of Lo Silbash directly, not wearing, he's not wearing it, but it also said, Lo Ya'ale Lecha, it can't come upon you, which he's not, it is coming upon him. And there we said, the Torah understands that if it's coming upon your person, but you are not getting the benefits that are conferred by clothing normally, meaning it's not protecting you from the elements, so then it would be okay. So that is what the Mishnah is saying here, according to other Mefarshim, that we're saying, if it's coming upon your back, but you're not wearing it, and you're not intending to get any benefits that normally wearing of clothing would give, like protection from elements, then it's not a problem. Okay? Either way, the Mishnah finishes off by saying, v'hatsnuim, those who are especially particular regarding halacha, mafshilim b'makel. They wouldn't let either, according to the Bartanura's pshat, they wouldn't put it on their person to model it. They would model it on like a stick, and to show it on a stick, because they wouldn't wear it directly. And according to other mafarshim, it's when they carry this rack of clothing, they wouldn't put it directly on their back. They'd have the hangers on a stick and carry the stick so that the clothing is directly resting upon them. As far as the word snuim goes, so this might throw you for a loop. The word sanua, as in like katsnei aleches, is referring to dignity. So that's like the starting point. So although the Mishnah here means people who are especially dignified, who hold themselves out to a higher, legal and moral standard than is let of the law, those people were careful, and they didn't let it, either didn't wear it or didn't let it go on their back. And that's consistent with how we saw in Seches Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. We had a story there that the Tznuin of Beis Hillel were strict, like Beis Shammai, regarding whatever the case was over there, selling olives to people who don't keep Tumah Tahara properly. In any case, that's what the Tznuah means here, people who are strict upon themselves regarding halacha, based on the fact that Tznuah means dignified. Now, in our more common parlance, just to clarify, so although Tznuah means dignified, it's it morphed in the direction towards modesty of dress, and that became even further, lent towards, to concealment of one's physicality and sort of, not presenting oneself as an object, like a sexual object. So that's how tzenua became one who's modest in dress, but the origin of tznius, and I would translate tzenua actually primarily as dignified. So here we have a person who holds himself to be very dignified. He wants, therefore, go above and beyond the bare letter of the law because he holds himself to that higher standard. So that person would be mafshilin b'makel, who would drape the clothing over a stick rather than, according to the Bartanura, to model it on his person, or according to other mafarshim, to transport it over his shoulder, even if he wasn't intending to get benefit from the clothing, to protect himself from the elements.